Vincent van Hook produced almost 900 paintings and over 1,000 watercolors and drawings during his short life, but he was also an avid and prolific writer of long letters. He wrote more than 800 letters, the majority to his brother Theo. During the last 2 years of his life, years he spent in the south of France where he produced some of his most celebrated works, van Hook also corresponded with poet and fellow artist Emile Bernard. In a show called Painted with Words, New York's Morgan Library focuses on 20 letters van Hook wrote to Bernard from 1887 to 1889. Curator Jennifer Tonkovich says van Hook's words in these letters show a side of the artist rarely seen by the general public.
He's much more frank. He talks about sexual activity and about his health and his diet and artistic matters and religious and philosophical issues. So the letters tend to be more open, more expressive, and the language is a little bit more immediate and less formal.
Van Hook met Bernard in Paris in 1886, and the two continued their friendship via correspondence when the Dutch artist decided to go south for health and inspiration. While the whereabouts of the letters Bernard wrote to van Hook are unknown, the letters from van Hook are owned by a New York collector. They reveal a lively, intense, and ongoing dialogue between the two. In an English translation read by an actor in the exhibition's audio guide, we get a glimpse of the artist's mind.
My dear old Bernard, I'm quite curious to know what you've been doing lately. I'm still doing landscapes, sketch enclosed. I'd very much like to see Africa as well, but I'm hardly making any firm plans for the future. It'll depend on circumstances. What I should like to know is the effect of a more intense blue in the sky.
Tonkovich says the letters span the final years of van Hook's brilliant yet psychologically troubled life, prior to his suicide in 1890 at age 37. She says that while there are passages referring to his illness, most of the writing is hopeful, logical, and rational. In one letter, van Hook refers to what will become one of his most famous paintings, Starry Night Over the Rhone.
I won't hide the fact that I don't detest the countryside, having been brought up there. Snatches of memories from old times, yearnings for that infinite, they still enchant me as before. But when will I do the starry sky, then? That painting that's always on my mind.
Tonkovich says van Hook's letters are popular in Europe, and scholars cite them often, but the general U.S. public has not seen them. She says the show is an opportunity for the public to take the time to read his thoughts and see van Hook's work in his own words.
You can't have blue without yellow or orange, and if you do blue, then do yellow and orange as well, surely. Ah, well, you'll tell me that I write you nothing but banalities. Handshake in thought. Ever yours, Vincent.
The letters in the exhibition are accompanied by paintings and sketches by van Hook and Bernard. Curator Tonkovich says she integrated paintings and photographs on loan from various institutions and owners to better explain what the two artists were talking about in their letters. She says van Hook and Bernard mailed each other some of their paintings, and many of van Hook's letters include sketches he drew next to his words. Tonkovich says many visitors to the show will already know about van Hook, but she hopes they will come to appreciate another side of the artist.
We don't have to teach them who he is, but we can say, you know, Van Gogh, here's a side of him you may not know about, this relationship with Bernard, and it's going to enrich your understanding and appreciation for the artist, and especially for his letters.
The installation offers full translations of the letters, which were written in French and have been promised to the Morgan by New York collector Eugene Thaw. Although Van Hook calls his thoughts banal in one of the letters, banal is the last word that comes to mind when one thinks of van Hook. And this exhibition is a dynamic show of words. Mona Ghanem, VOA News, New York.